It's Monday, March 29th, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Well, I could have been a doctor or a lawyer, playing golf with my rich friends at the club. But I had to be more stupid. Why did I have to be?
Oh, what an interesting way to open up this year's episode of the show. Paul Leary is the band from Austin, Texas. That was the title track off his new album, Born Stupid. And I heard that on Spotify, and I was like, wow, this is a really catchy song. I like Born Stupid. This is catchy and funny, and this is a great song. Can't wait to listen to the rest of it. It's like got echoes of like Magnetic Fields or They Might Be Giants or something. It's an interesting song. But man, that is not representative. The album is just all over the place, super weird. It's like heavy metal or just noises, sound effects. I don't know what is going on with with Paul Leary. I should have looked it up more, I guess, but I didn't bother because I didn't really like anything else I heard off the record, but I definitely like Born Stupid. That song is really good. So do like I did by that one song. Speaking of things I like even more just across the board, how about Dan's CM? That's right, formerly Computer Magic, now Dan's CM. Her album, The Absurdity of Human Existence, has come out, and it is, of course, as always, not to be missed. We're going to hear two tracks right now. First, I Don't Need a Hero, and then Not Gonna Stand By, both really great. Not Gonna Stand By has got some, like, strings and some interesting elements that aren't usual in Computer Magic songs, so I think it's really great. The whole album's really good. Not going to want to miss this. It's a great record, of course, as always, from Dan's CM. Right now, on The Sounds of My Head. You look sad.
At age four, I heard Georgie Girl on the radio. It was a huge hit for the Seekers, an Australian vocal group who were as big as the Beatles in 1967, in New Zealand anyway. They sounded sort of like Chad and Jeremy or the Mamas and Papas, but stripped down to acoustic guitar, upright bass, and vocals. Georgie Girl was co-written by Tom Springfield, Dusty's brother. The Seekers had other glorious hits too, like A World of Our Own, The Carnival Is Over, which Britta and I recently recorded, and I'll Never Find Another You. If we spend our whole lives trying to recapture some of the magic of childhood, then perhaps I have spent mine trying to recreate the feeling that I got from hearing Georgie Girl. Beauty and sadness and ecstasy all together.
So fancy free, nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear? Georgie deep inside, bring out all the love you hide, and oh what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh what a change there'd be.
All right, after Dan C. Imbeck there, we heard a couple songs from a band from Los Angeles called Mystic Braves. The songs we heard were Velvet Dreams and Quarantine Dreams. They were both released as singles in the last several months. Presumably, they're off of a forthcoming album all about dreams. But not actually, because they've actually released some other singles that aren't about dreams, so I'm thinking it's coincidence that we have Velvet Dreams and Quarantine Dreams. But Mystic Braves, quite good in general. They're like, you know, really nailing that like 60s psych sound, zombies. They got some Beatles in there. It's a great sound. They've got, they're doing a good version of it, and I think it's all very good. I like those songs, and I like other stuff by them too, so check those guys out. And then after that, you heard The Seekers from Melbourne, Australia during their classic Georgie Girl. I pulled it off the very best of The Seekers, but I'm sure it's on lots of greatest hits, compilations, and more. Seekers were like a Australian Peter, Paul, and Mary kind of, and that song does not exemplify it because that's their poppiest song. I guess they're maybe a little more poppy and a little less folky than Peter, Paul, and Mary, but they're kind of like a lot like Peter, Paul, and Mary. I had heard Georgie Girl, and I always really liked it, but I didn't know really anything about the band. I never thought about them. They were, to me, sort of a one-hit wonder with Georgie Girl in my mind. When I listened to this new Dean Wareham reading his autobiography, if you subscribe to the Dean Wareham, or maybe it's Dean and Britta, whatever, like Patreon, then every month he's like dropping new rarities and like unreleased content, and he's like, he's chapter by chapter reading his autobiography, which is really fun. It's not like a classic audiobook, you know, it's more like him sitting in his room reading it, and you can hear Britta laughing in the background stuff. It's great. I'm really enjoying it, and I played that clip there because when you talked about Georgie Girl, it made me go on a binge where all I did was listen to Georgie Girl for for like a week. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that. Speaking of things that I hope you will enjoy, how about Chinese American Bear? They're a new band from Brooklyn with, I think one of the members is like some, you know, American dude. And then I think the girl is like, maybe she's from China or maybe she's a daughter of immigrants. I really don't know their whole biography. I've never heard an interview with them or anything, but they've only released a couple songs, maybe three. But anyway, I love both so much. So we're going to hear them both right now. First, Dumpling, and then How Ma. Both songs, super great pop songs. You're going to like these because it's the kind of thing that I would play on my show, and it's great music. So without further ado, Chinese American Bear with Dumpling and How Ma, both singles that you can get Spotify, Bandcamp, Amazon, etc. And I highly recommend that you do, and I'm looking forward to more future stuff from these guys because they're really great. Right now on the Sounds of My Head.
It could be so reasonably. sometimes, but I know you got a love out there, so you should tend to them and hope they tend to you. Love is something that needs tending to.
Let's catch up one last time. That was two songs in a row by the Fruit Bats from Chicago, Illinois. That was The Balcony and Holy Rose, came off their newly released The Pet Parade album. And these guys have been around for so long. I mean, I've been playing them on the show since like 2004, I think. Kind of always like a perennial indie band or something. And quite good. But it always happens, probably with me and with every band I like that I've liked my whole life. It's like as they age, the music kind of changes. It becomes more like you go from when like Andrew Bird was performing with Squirrel Nutzippers, making cool hot house jazz music, to like now where he makes this like, I don't know, weepy, melancholy, poor me old man music. I don't know what it is. I don't really like new Andrew Bird very much. Whatever. I don't. And the Fruit Bats is not quite like that, but it's there's something going on with the Pet Parade. It's a little bit like, this is my last thing I'm going to do before I die, even though he's probably my age. And I like to think I'm going to live a lot longer, but whatever. Pet Parade, pretty good. I'm really selling it, aren't I? Whatever. I like those two songs a lot, particularly Balcony. Pretty good release right there from the Fruit Bats. Didn't want to pass it up, but you know, I buy everything he puts out. All right, finishing up this year's episode of the show, Squirrel Flower from Boston, Massachusetts. We're going to hear Headlights. That's my favorite song off of her album, I Was Born Swimming. And talk about melancholy music. This is like the perfect melancholy music, but it's not by some old like whiny guy. It's by this like, you know, charming young woman. So it works. Anyway, I love the vocals in the song. It takes a little while to get going. And then when it does, it's like, I really love what she's doing with her voice and stuff. It's really great. And the rest of the album is a lot like slower and more folky. And so, this song is also, you know, don't brace yourselves. This is not like some pop ballad or something. This is a slow melancholy song too, but there's, I don't know, there's something more going on. I feel like the rest of the album is a little more boring or something, but this song, super great. So I hope you like it. And if you do, pick up the whole thing. It's not like the album sucks or anything. Don't get me wrong. It's a great record. It's just, this one is like a real standout for me. So finishing up this year's episode of the show with Squirrel Flower and Headlights right now on The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was the MacGyver theme as covered by the brass band JBBFO. I also talked over 20th Century by Combustible Edison and Badisma by Catherine Whelan, formerly of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you can find links to where you can follow me on social media like Spotify, where you can find season 18 of The Sounds of My Head. It's all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify, just added to a playlist every time I make a new show. You can just go listen to that instead of listening to the show if you want. Sounds like a pretty nice option. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.